going to start off my homily by kind of introducing a theme or a subject that myself and Father Will are actually preaching on this weekend and next weekend. Next weekend, as you know, we have our fall festival arriving, our beautiful festival where we celebrate who we are as a church, who we are as one body in Christ, a beautiful opportunity for us to celebrate who we are as a community, but also to encounter many people who are not from our immediate community here at St. Helens, who we don't see every weekend, who are going to be new to us. Maybe other Catholics who go to church in Hutto or Tyler or Round Rock or up north in Salado, even, who knows. And then, of course, maybe even those who are not part of our Catholic faith, our Christian brothers and sisters from local churches here in Georgetown, or even those who haven't yet come to know Christ and who are coming for the fun and festivities that we offer here. It's a beautiful opportunity for us as a church to reveal Christ, to, as Jesus encounters the rich man today, he draws the rich man into a deeper encounter. The rich man comes and says, what do I have to do to attain eternal life? And Jesus says, you have to fully encounter me. You have to give up everything to be one with me. To encounter the other entails that we get rid of something so that we make room for the other. That's true in our relationship with God and Jesus, and it's true with our relationship with others. To truly have a place for someone in our heart, we have to make room for them. So myself and Father Will are going to be preaching about hospitality this weekend and next weekend. Are we ready to prepare a place for whoever Jesus sends into our life? Our gospel passage today talks about this in a very unique way, about the eye of the needle. Jesus, after he encounters this rich man, he turns to the disciples. After this rich man, you know, turns and kind of looks away and goes away sad, Jesus turns to his disciples and talks about the eye of the needle. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. There's many interpretations of this part of the gospel. What is Jesus talking about when he talks about the eye of the needle? Tradition has talked about this as actually a door. A door. The eye of the camel was the door that was used specifically in Jerusalem, the holy city. It was this small door that was opened up once night came about. So when night happened, you know, the sun went down, all the main doors to the city of Jerusalem were closed, and only these small doors were open, specifically one of them, which was called the Eye of the Needle. And it's a very small door, you know, more security that way to allow only those people who you wanted into the city. You could very easily close it, keep people out if you had an attack at night. And it was so small that, as we see today, it was necessary, if you wanted to get a camel inside, you had to have the camel, you know, get down on their knees and kind of scoot in, and you had to remove all the baggage from the camel because the door was so small. Talking about hospitality today, are we, as a community, allowing people to enter into the holy city of God here at St. Helens and then in our hearts? Are we allowing people to encounter God, or are we keeping them outside the walls in our own lives, in our own families, in our own community? Now, it's interesting. The eye of the needle also was about security. And actually, we're talking about hospitality today, but I'm also going to talk a teeny bit about security, just for practicality purposes. You guys know that we had, about a year ago, there was the really tragic and really horrendous church shooting that happened here in Texas, and it was something that rocked our community here at St. Helens and many churches. People started to think about, how can we come to church and be secure? So Father Will, after that incident, has been over this last year talking to many different people, many skilled people, about how can we keep our church here secure. And starting here at the beginning of November, there's going to be some new things that are going to be happening here at St. Helens to just make sure we're secure as a community, just like there in Jerusalem, they made the city secure. So I'm just going to go through a couple things practicality-wise for security, just to let you guys know. So one thing that's going to be happening here in the future is we're actually going to be locking a couple of doors of the church. That was one of the main things that the people who advised Father Will suggested, that if you can limit the entries to the church, you can have better security. So starting the first weekend of November, the doors next to these two confessionals and the four doors at the entrance of the church here on the south are going to be locked by the hospitality ministers once the Mass starts. So once the cross comes down, they're going to be locked. Now you might be thinking, Father Joseph, we're locking the church during Mass? You know, how unhospitable. I thought you were preaching on hospitality. So there's a good balance that we have to find here. Once again, these doors are going to be locked, but all these doors are push bars, so we're not defying any kind of fire code or anything. People are still going to be able to get out, and we're going to be training all of our hospitality ministers about how to deal with people who come to those doors late. We're also going to have beautiful signs that indicate you need to come around to these two side doors on either part of the church here. It's going to help us better make sure our church is secure. In addition to that, it's also going to allow us as a church to look at hospitality. How are we really welcoming people? So we need to worry about security at our church, but how we go about doing that security determines if we're hospitable or not. We can be like, you know, the church that just wants to make sure we are constantly worried about security, or we can make sure that we try and find that balance between welcoming people in and making sure we're secure. So one of the things that's going to be coming up, as you heard at the start of the Mass, is we're basically kind of doing a new revamp of our ushers and greeters. We're inviting all of our ushers and greeters to join a new ministry that we're calling Hospitality, the Ministry of Hospitality, that's going to basically do a better job of implementing these new security procedures that we're going to be putting in at the church, and then also working on making sure that we're an open, hospitable parish. All of our ushers and greeters have done an amazing job with that for the last many, many, many years. We're just going to make a couple tweaks so that we make sure that all of our doors are secure, we're welcoming people at every door, and that people can actually enter into this beautiful community that we call home here at St. Helens. So that's kind of the practical things that are going to be happening at the start of November. We're going to be doing a training with these new hospitality ministers and really helping everyone be on the same page in this regard. Now, you may be thinking, Father Joseph, you know, I'm not going to be a hospitality minister. You know, what does this have to do with me? Well, as I shared, hospitality is all about how we encounter each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. It's something that all of us have to live out in our life. When that new person comes into the church, are they encountering Christ in us? When they get ushered to their pew by a hospitality minister, when they sit down next to us, are they encountering Christ in us? It's interesting, we are such a big growing parish. We average about 3 or 4 new families every week that register at the church. It's incredible. We're growing astronomically. You can just see the church is packed today. We have even our balcony full. Are people encountering Christ, or are they just encountering this crowded space where everyone's just trying to find their little piece of the kingdom of God? It's interesting, when I go into a big crowded room as a very astute small person, I'm very much aware of that experience, you know, not being able to see in a crowd, needing to have to make my way up to the front, you know, and I'm very aware of a place that's welcoming to me or not, you know, aware of even my height. It's interesting, when I take a photograph and there's someone who's directing the photograph, do they usher me to the front, you know, so that I can be seen, you know? Are they aware of that? Are we aware of the people that come into our midst, that oftentimes are coming in very broken? Maybe they've been away from the church for many, many years. This is the one chance we have to show them Christ, you know? And we do an amazing job of that already at St. Helens, but it doesn't mean we can't improve, especially with this beautiful opportunity we have coming up of our fall festival, encountering all these individuals, children of God, that need to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and see it in us, brothers and sisters in Christ. So hospitality being something we all need to look at today, and even in our families, you know, there's so many things that create an obstacle to us encountering each other. You know, one of the big things, of course, is technology. You know, going to the restaurants nowadays and seeing, you know, kids on their phone at the table with their parents, you know, the different ways in which we have, even with all these different things that have been happening on in our nation, the shootings, the political climate, kind of this fear of letting other people into our life, because if we do that, our life might get messy. You know, we're going to have to be forced to encounter the messiness of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So I'll just keep them at a comfortable arm length. You know, I'll just give them a nice handshake. Oh, welcome to our parish. and nothing more than that. I'm not going to invite them into my small group. I'm not going to invite them to attend events here at St. Helens. I'm not going to encourage them to join me for lunch after Mass, this newcomer who just came to the church. All these things that, you know, as a church, we can struggle with at times, from time to time, and we need to be renewed in. Making sure that we have a wide open door so that people can come into the beautiful church that we have, the city of God, you know? And then at the same time, making sure our church is secure. Once again, that concept of the eye of the needle, which we're talking about today. I want to wrap up with this key image of the rich man. The rich man comes to Jesus today and says, "What must I do to attain eternal life?" Jesus tells him, you know, you need to follow the commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. What does the rich man say? He says, you know, "Jesus, I've done all of these things from my youth." Jesus looks at him and challenges him to go deeper. "You're lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Give everything. Clear out your heart so that there's a place of encounter with me. And encountering with me in a new way, encountering your brothers and sisters in me." It's amazing to think about the disciples, you know, 3 years living together with Jesus, how they got to know each other's hearts as brothers in Christ, all the people they encountered in the cities and towns that they went to, really being able to encounter them in their sufferings and pain, leading them to a true encounter with Jesus, the Savior of the world. Bring up the rich young man today because there's two different ways we can walk away from Mass today. The takeaway from Mass today was that St. Helens is now going to be locking their churches. Father Joseph, when do we lock the churches? That could be one takeaway. If that's our only takeaway from Mass today, we've missed the whole point. The deeper calling today, yes, you've obeyed the commandments since your youth. Yes, we need to lock the churches for our safety and for really the sake of just a better encounter as a parish. But what is the deeper call, you know? What is the deeper call that maybe is harder to receive in our heart, to truly be open to receiving God in our life and others, especially those who we maybe don't get along with, the poorest of the poor, you know, those people who Jesus is going to be sending to us, especially next week during our fall festival. Are we going to receive them with joy and gladness and hospitality in our hearts? Or are we going to go away sad, like the rich young man today, who is not prepared to prepare room for that person in our heart? So we ask for that gift today, to have open, hospitable hearts, to open wide the doors of our hearts, and open wide the doors of this beautiful church of St. Helens, this beautiful community where Jesus dwells as our Lord and our Savior. We ask this in his holy name. Amen.